Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back live in the studios, Delta Amora. Hi, girls.
Hello. Hello.
Now, of course, we are one missing, so I'm joined by Cassie and Jess. Which one's Cassie? I've forgotten.
Cassie.
I've got you the right way around. Look, Cassie and Jess.
Yes.
Makes a chat. You can't see that on radio, but I planned it all along. Didn't have to put names on the back of the seats or anything like that. Now, your three-piece band from London, Delta Moore. It's an unusual name. I know that's part of the reason, because it's the two with the triangle, Delta.
Did you
dream up yourself, or
It took a long time to come up with this name, because we wanted something that we all really liked and that we could all agree on. So yeah, we had the idea of Delta, and then we wanted something to go with that, and we came up with Amour, which is love in French.
Yep.
And Oriana, who's not here today because she's not well, but we wish she was
get
here.
Better, Oriana. Get better. She's probably listening in. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. So French is her first language. Uh-huh. So it kind of seemed
she's from Belgium, isn't it?
She's from Belgium. Yeah. So. It's basically Delta and Amour put together to make Delta More.
Lovely girls kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, do you have a logo?
Do we have a logo? Yeah. Well, we have the A in our name is the triangle.
Yeah.
See what we did there?
Okay, yeah, got you. Now, I'm just looking, some bloke was waving through the window.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the next presenter. He's probably thinking, God, look, he's all the girls and he wants to come in, probably. Can't come in. Your name's
he's
not on
the
list.
Party's at.
Everyone's welcome.
Now, you've just finished filming the Chrissy B show, which went live on Sky, which was on Friday night. 10
yeah,
o'clock,
10 p.m.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
easy gig that night. So, what was that like? Was it good?
Yeah, really good. I mean, it's a really inspiring show as well. Like, there was guests on there, you know, that's raising money for cancer, and it was really interesting to hear their stories. And yeah, she was lovely. And
yeah, Chrissy was really nice.
Yeah, and yeah, we had a really good interview and performed.
Is it obviously a bit? Does it more nerve wracking with a camera than radio?
Different. No, I think radio is a bit more pressure.
Yeah.
Because, like, on TV, if you sort of mess up, you can sort of smile. And but here, it's just sound, so...
Yeah, I suppose with TV, you can't... people are watching you all the time. You can't, can't just suddenly just blow your nose or anything like that.
That's true.
Turn away. On radio, you can just turn away from the mic and... like that, can you?
You can see yourself in the monitors, and it's so hard to not keep looking at yourself.
Yeah. I suppose it must be.
We're all so vain, so it's just...
I'll have to go. Chrissy B, phone me up. We'll do lunch. Am I coming on the show? I suppose now you've got to get used to answering the same questions over and over again. I mean, I haven't watched your interview, so I don't know what was asked, but no doubt that you're going to, as you start doing more and more of these type of things, people will be going to go, so where did the name come from? And you're like, oh, no, not again.
That's well, fine. If people want to know, then we're happy to talk about it.
We know they're the sort of questions that people do want to know, so yeah. We don't mind repeating it, because we want people to know about us. So
absolutely,
don't mind
you're
it
growing your fan base.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So first time to Brentwood. We were talking off air earlier on about TOWIE. And is this something you watch? Do you watch that? Have you ever watched it?
I do. I am a sucker for TOWIE. It is my guilty pleasure. I'm not going to lie.
I don't really. I've caught bits here and there, but I wouldn't say I'm a hardcore fan.
Would you go in it? Would you go in such a show like that? Like Geordie Shore or something like that?
I don't think
not Geordie Shore, no. I think I'd probably... I don't know.
I think we would be good, though.
Not Geordie Shore, like, no, absolutely. I don't mind a bit of Essex, but Geordie Shore...
Well, I've never seen... I think I've seen Geordie Shore once, like, the other day. It's funny. So I'm originally from up north, so...
And I think we can have our own programme.
North.
That would work.
Yeah,
you can just have your own programme.
I think so.
Let's get to the music, because for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre? I called it harmony pop, but...
Well, we do have an original song that we do sing live, and it is very dance pop, but a lot of the covers we do, it's quite varied, but it's mainly pop. Yeah, and we do like to... We love a three-part harmony.
Yeah.
Would you're a new band, aren't you? You've only just kind of got together. You've only recently done your first gig, not that long ago. So
we've been together a year and a half.
Yeah, we've been gigging all around the UK actually last year.
Still quite new, though.
Yeah, still
year
new.
And a half.
Yeah,
not
definitely.
That,
it's not that long.
And
how
did the band come together? Was it did you put it together yourselves or?
That was through actually our ex-management who put us together originally, one by one, and then we just we just got on so well and we loved doing what we're doing, so we carried on.
Was it a thing that he looked at, or she, or whatever it was, looked at as different singers and thought, that's coming together, this would make a great band? Or did you have to audition? Or
We auditioned. I mean, it was originally, so it was me and Oriana were together first, and then we helped choose Cassie.
I was the missing piece.
The missing piece of the puzzle. And we did actually audition her, and I still got on my phone her first audition video.
Oh no.
That I will keep to come back to haunt her one day. As blackmail.
Right. If you break up or she says, horrible, you go, just press that send button, girl.
No.
Press that send.
I was busy,
already lined up on YouTube, ready to go. Just hit the button.
At the time, I was busy doing Thriller Live in London at the West End show.
Oh,
so
wow.
After that, I had to come and audition for the girls. So I was busy dancing, and then I had to come and go sing songs.
Was you all friends before, or would you completely, did you not know each other?
No, we didn't know each other.
Not at all.
And you've obviously gone to become good friends
clicked.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, but we do have some mutual friends.
Yeah, but I guess London is really a small place, really, isn't it? Everyone sort of knows, we'll have a friend in common with someone.
I think with girl groups and boy groups, but getting on is part and parcel, because it's not just a job. You've got a tour together.
It's really important.
Spend a lot of hours together, so it's really important. You get almost, you can't agree on everything, but you still got to get on.
The thing. It's weird because we generally agree on most things. Like it's very rare for us to disagree on stuff. But maybe I'm speaking too soon.
Tell me about your musical journey. What made you go into music? You've left school. You start your first jobs. At what point did you think, I fancy doing a bit of, getting into a group or singing solo or theatre? What triggered that off?
For me, as a kid, I've been singing and dancing since I was 3 years old. So it's kind of was all my life. And then, so I'm originally from Derbyshire. But I moved down to London when I was 16 years old because I wanted to pursue like singing and dancing sort of thing. So, yeah, kind of doing that. I've done a few shows and tours and this and that. I just love being in a band.
Yeah, Jess?
I've always wanted to sing, perform, be on stage. I know it sounds cringy, but ever since I saw the Britney Spears video for Baby One More Time, that was it. That's what I wanted.
She's
to
a
do.
Mad Britney.
Same
fan.
Here. I keep that clip on my phone all the time. going back to the musical side, I take it you've always wanted to make it a career. Is it the career you want, or is it just fun to do?
No, it's the career.
It's the career, but it's fun at the same time.
It's weird. It's like work, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And so your Derbyshire accent comes out every now and again, doesn't it?
We're slowly changing her.
The more time you spend, sooner you'll be in like Essex, you'll be like going, oh, shut up.
What, babes? Shut up.
Come on, babes. That was really good.
I could totally
really
be a Towie.
So if the Lion production team are out there now looking
exactly.
for recruits, well, I've got them right here in the studio. And I can tell you, they look better than they sound as well.
Oh, thanks.
Let's talk about some music. We're going to put some music on any second now. So we're going to play track one from your CD. Remind me what it is and tell us a little bit about it quickly.
This is our acoustic cover of Union J's Tonight.
Which is rather interesting because they got a track in the charts at the moment, haven't they?
It's this track. One. That's why we thought we would cover it, and because it seems Union J are hugely popular, mm-hmm. and I think we would have a similar kind of fan base to them.
And Union J, of course, were off the X Factor.
They were.
About 3 years ago, wasn't it now?
Probably.
Oh, yeah,
about that.
Two, 3 years.
Yeah, two or three years. Yeah. They've done really, really well.
They have.
And we're big fans of their music, so we wanted to cover it.
Look forward to it. Let's have a listen.
Feels like a party every time you come around. Even though it's just the two of us in my house. I don't know what you do, but you're making everything feel right. I may not know much, but this feels like love. Oh. I knew when I met you I was onto something good. You made me love you like I thought I never could. I have the best time every time you're by my side. 'Cause we're living for tonight. Tonight we'll live forever.
Forever.
Do things we won't remember.
you'll make it feel alright. It might be dark outside, but you'll make my sunshine. I don't know what you do, but you're making everything feel right. This feels like love. Tonight we'll live forever. All good if we stick together. We can live forever. We can do whatever. It will be all good.
We had to wait till that very last bit, didn't we?
Yeah, it's nice. It's Ori's last line. It sounds amazing.
And yeah. And she's listening. Hi.
Hi, Ori.
Yes, hi, Ori. We miss you.
Can't you do a harmonised version of that?
No, because we need her.
We need her.
Oh, she's like the rock.
She's got tonsillitis. Does that mean you can't? She's on phone.
Yeah.
She's just tweet everyone, can't she?
Exactly. She's not to sing. It's not allowed.
It's not allowed to talk.
So we were just talking off air because let's just recap on the conversation we were having while you were singing to your own song in the studio.
No, it worked.
And I was, you know, it is one of the questions I often ask guests. Do you sing? When you get in the car, do you put your CD in? Well, you can't do that, Jess, because she hasn't got a CD in a car. And I said, what part kind of person doesn't have a CD? And I said, well, new cars don't. What kind of car you got? It's a new car. New cars don't have CD. They don't have CD players.
No, they don't. Doesn't have a CD.
I don't think my car's that old, but you know, that's you know. But I mean, you know, I've been watching an advert where the Ford one where the bloke tweets the girl and he says,
"Oh yeah, I love that advert."
And I think, well, that's a good idea. But so there you go. I need to change my car because my one doesn't talk to me or play, and it doesn't play any MP3s. It only plays CDs, so obviously, and it has a tape deck.
That's what you need.
There you go. And wooden wheels. There you go. At least they don't go down. If you could bring someone in and just work, have a fourth person to the band, only temporary, like collaborate with someone.
Female or male?
Yeah, it could be anyone, past or present. I mean, you're doing some covers at the moment, so would you like to sing with the people you cover, or would you like to bring in someone? Would you bring in
Jay-Z
or Madonna? Who knows?
I think like a male vocalist would be good. You know how Demi Lovato did that song with Union Jay?
Yeah.
I would love personally Adam Levine. Ooh. From Maroon 5.
Yeah, yeah.
I love his voice.
Oh yeah, he's got a really nice voice.
I'd quite like to meet him as well, but
eyes lit up there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, lovely. Play a CD in the car, but I haven't got a CD
I would like
player.
To do one with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
I was calling Sheeran, but it's Sheeran, isn't it?
Sheeran, yeah. Sheeran. That's a good one.
Kind of
I think he's an amazing songwriter, an amazing performer as well.
Yeah,
definitely
yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
He's a
do you fancy
artist. He's cute.
Yeah, she just nodded her head there. You know how girls do that? They say, yes. And shake their head violently again. No!
He's not my type.
There you go.
She's very, very
picky. I'm very picky, though.
Oh,
very picky.
Dear me. let's get through that. Are you young, free and single, you girls? Because all the boys will be listening now. They're already desperately looking you up on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, I'm single.
I am taken, I'm afraid.
Did you find that hard to put in with the fact that now you're moving around and gigging away and appearing on TV, etc.? Does that put strain on it, or is it not really?
It can be difficult, but as long as you have to just balance everything out and know where your priorities are, and yeah, it can work.
It's all about effort. Like, I think no matter what, there's always sort of, like, if it's 10 minutes, you know, just call like a loved one, family, or anything like that. Like,
if
I think
there's 10 minutes,
always
your relationship, but shorten it.
loads
in one day, couldn't you? Wow, I've just annoyed so many of my boyfriends today.
Don't ask me, I'm the single one.
What about Ariana? Where's she?
Yes, she's got a boyfriend as well.
Oh, wait, he's probably looking after her in the throat, isn't he?
So we just live our single lives through Cassie.
Oh dear. Right, let's go on to my next question. So, because you're gigging at the moment, what's your ideal gig? What gigs do you think, oh, that's going to be good, sounds really good? Do you prefer, like, to go to a pub, or is it a club, or a festival?
Yeah, any really, like...
Any really, just as long as the crowd is good, it doesn't really matter where you are.
Yeah.
Like, we just want people to engage with us and have a good time with us.
So you can grab the energy from the crowd.
Yeah, it's nice to do, like, big crowds. You get a different vibe than from a very intimate gig, you know?
Yeah, actually, the one we did recently, we did the Bedford in Balham.
Oh, yeah, I see that online.
Yeah, that was a really nice gig. Like, it wasn't huge, but it was intimate. Like, everyone was, like, listening intently, and rather than being in a pub where everyone's just like, oh, where's my next pint?
Yeah. That was me at the back. Sorry about that. Where can people find you on the internet? Because I know you're building up a fan base at the moment. We've been happily talking away about Facebook and Twitter, and we've been tweeting out. But if people want to get hold of you, let's get start with Twitter. It's at Delta Moore, just literally as it says, with the one A, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, do you want me to spell it out?
Yeah, go on.
It's DELTAMOUR.
That's it. Delta.
And it's give me a D. Give me an E.
Oh, God, it's Delta.
Do you know, I can see her like a cheerleader.
She does look a bit cheerleader-y, doesn't she?
Yeah. With a big gloves things on.
I'd love to be a cheerleader.
There you go.
To be our own personal cheerleader.
They do it over here on the football games. A lot of them still on the sidelines.
They didn't do it at my school though.
Well, you from up north.
Yeah, I know.
They thought cheerleader. Everyone picking up the chairs and running off of them. Why come up with that chair? Someone stole it.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Right, so let's get back to the... where are we going to find you on Facebook?
If you just search, it's facebook.com/Delta Moore Official.
Okay. And do you have a website yet? Or is that something you're going to be looking at?
It's up and coming.
It's up and coming.
I only said that because I couldn't find it. I looked.
No, it's not up yet. But we have the domain name, and there is someone currently working on it.
Okay, so the domain name will be...
We're stuck between two. We've bought them both.
Okay. Like deltamore.com?
It's either deltamore.com or deltamoreofficial.com. What do you think?
Personally,
yes,
I would go with Deltamore Official, and I'd have both sites, one linking one to the other. Mm-hmm. That way, if you do get really famous and someone tries to steal a similar site, they always go to the official one, as they do on Twitter.
Right.
Good call. Yeah. And, you can find all our videos on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Which is again youtube.com/Deltamore Official.
Yeah, now I've seen quite a few of the things on YouTube. They're very good. Do you enjoy making the videos? Is that fun?
We love it. The last one we did was so funny to make. The song you just played, the Union J cover tonight, we did a really funny video for that, just because normally we sort of just stand around a mic and we sing, but we kind of wanted to make a little movie.
Yeah. Ori's flat actually, and then Jess was like, we need to do something fun. So next minute I'm finding any prop. I'm like, okay, I'll be with the duster.
We were like desperate housewives.
Yeah.
Well, like, Ori,
this
thing,
is what you're going to do. You're going to do this.
So it sounds like fun. And it's all about having fun. Music, if you can't have fun, then it's
absolutely.
No,
exactly,
yeah. So we're going to play a second song off the CD. What we got lined up next for track two?
So track two is our cover of Rita Ora, I Will Never Let You Down.
Okay, here we go.
Watch the sunlight coming through. Open the window.
these spaces and never keep me free. I know exactly how you feel.
When you say you've had enough and you might just give it up. Oh, oh, I will never let you down. When you're feeling low, alone, I'll be what you're dreaming of. Oh, oh, I will never let you down. How you feel when you say you've had enough and you might just give it up. Oh, oh, I will never let you down. When you're feeling low, alone, I'll be what you're dreaming of. Oh, oh, I will never let you down. You never see. You know how to love only when you're holding me.
Yeah.
When you say you've had enough and you might just give it up.
Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Every month, Phoenix FM brings you Phoenix Friday with Papa John's Pizza Brentwood. Top up-and-coming artists performing live at Old Brentwood's Ashwell Road. 22nd of August. Get your tickets and enjoy Rhonda and the Great Unknown. Kirsty Robinson. Harper. Red Sky Reunion. Tickets available from essex-live.co.uk or email radio@phoenixfm.com. Friday, 22nd of August. Phoenix Friday with Papa John's Pizza, Brentwood.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Okay, roads looking like this at the moment. Still just two instances locally. Temporary traffic lights, roadworks on True Love's Lane, which is in Ingatestone. That's at the Green Street Junction. It's only minor, nothing really to worry your journey. Also, Jackson's Lane in Billericay closed at Valley Road Junction. That's because of roadworks there. Now, it's the Notting Hill Carnival today, so there's lots of problems on the trains if you want to go by underground. Most of it's on the Central Line. Station exit only on the Circle Line, Central Line, District Line, Notting Hill, Gate. That's due to the carnival, obviously. Circle Line's disrupted on most of those. Again, Circle Line, where it meets the Hammersmith Line. District Line, again, same on the junction of the Central Line. DLR's reporting a good service, as is the Overground at the moment. So if you're going by Underground, just make sure you plan your journey. At 13:33, that is your traffic and travel.
The Beaches. Last few remaining apartments available with your own private patio. Call in and find out more. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Your favourite Essex boy. That'll be me then, won't it?
That's you.
She's got great laugh. She doesn't stop laughing, does she?
Yeah, she's got a little cackle on her.
It's like
this.
It's like you wind her like a little wind up. You wind up the back. It just keeps laughing and then eventually fades down, doesn't it? You can't laugh anymore. But that's it. All done.
No, it's a great laugh. It's the kind of laugh that makes you want to laugh.
Yeah. It's like the Duracell batteries left him.
I'd rather laugh than cry, so...
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't cry, do you?
I'm crying now with laughter.
Yeah, she's got tears in her eyes.
Yeah, she doesn't see the accent come back. Oh, crying now and laughter, isn't I? Right, let's move on. Right, now, so we know you've been filming all your videos. Any new ones in the pipeline?
There's always going to be new ones. You have to... subscribe to our YouTube channel to keep
so you're
updated.
Planning all the time and doing stuff all the time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yes. Now this week the singer Iggy Azalea, do you know? Of her. She fell off the stage.
Oh my god, I watched that last night.
Did you see that? Oh wow, it made me jump. I did. One volume that was, then suddenly bang. OMG. That's
OMG,
so Essex, isn't it?
Babes. I totally watched that on Facebook last night.
Where does this come from? I've never heard her do this impression so well.
It's really good, isn't it?
Watching Towie.
Right, I see, yeah.
Yeah, she fell off stage. Did you see it?
Yes. That looked really bad, actually. Is she all right?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. I'll phone him in a minute.
You sound really concerned.
Yeah. I don't know. Was it a big... I mean, I haven't seen
mortified.
It. I've read about it, but I haven't actually seen it yet. I take it was a big stage. I see Ollie Murs has done it.
Beyonce's done it.
Yeah, there's quite a few people done it.
Do you know what?
Yeah, she stacked it one down some stairs, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, but it's so easy to do, especially us girls when we're wearing these heels.
Yes.
Not gonna lie, it's gonna happen to me one day.
Well, I was gonna say, has anything embarrassing happened to you on stage? Have you fallen? Have you just forgot the words?
Yeah, I have.
One started too early or...
Yeah, I think there's always... I have, but not obviously in a band. When I was in Thriller, I was in heels. And we do this disco section, obviously it's Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. and I'm at the front of the stage, and I just literally slip and on my back, legs in the air, and the whole audience went, ooh. So
did they not do an R afterwards?
No, oh. I didn't even get an R. I just got an ooh.
Did you get up? They clap or anything?
I got up and walked to the back.
It's like the heel stuck in the stage to
walk of shame.
Walk of shame to the back, and I was trying, and we had to go into a freeze, and I was literally chuckling with laughter. I couldn't stop.
So when in shock, you're just laughing.
I was just laughing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so that was the most embarrassing thing I've done on stage.
Do you know, I mean, lucky enough, us guys don't have to wear those heels, but I think that the really big heels are right back in at the moment. I mean, some of them are just like 7-8 inches.
I'm not good with big heels. For me, 3, maybe 4 inches maximum. I just can't walk in them, and I'm the smallest as well. I should wear the biggest heels.
I like big heels. So yeah. I'm one of those girls. The big heels.
I just fall over.
Yeah.
But on stage, generally, like, if one of us does mess up, we can kind of cover it. And if someone forgets their words, because there's 3 of us,
just throw a blanket over them. Carry on.
Oh yeah.
Or did you mean cover it a different way? Have you done the ice bucket challenge yet? Has no one challenged you yet? Have you not?
Yeah, I've done it.
Have you?
Yes. I got challenged to do it. Yeah. Very cold. Very cold indeed.
That's why it's got ice in it, I suppose. It's like the warm bucket challenge. It's something they haven't...
I wish it was.
Haven't brought that one out yet.
I'd happily do that one.
Oh, yeah, I think like jump in a hot tub challenge. It would be much more fun,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Stay there for a couple of hours. So, that's all. It's all going good. Let's talk about quickly the writing of songs. How's that going? Are you going to be writing some new stuff?
We are, yeah, and we're going to be working with other producers and writers as well.
Okay, so talk me through how you're doing that. Is it something you started or you...
We have started. We might come up with an idea ourselves, or someone else might come up with an idea, but it's funny because one of the songs we've got is that I came up with the idea based on Cassie's life. So it was written about about Cassie, really. I came up with the idea because she was sort of talking about...
So we're going to find out all about you on song soon.
Yes.
Blimey,
she just gave me a really good idea for a song, so that worked out well.
It's just always about my love life.
Yeah.
The heel going through the stage and falling over, and it could be about that.
Good.
Who knows? Well, are you going to use your songs to, you know, like... exactly, like you explained, go on things that has happened in your life, you know, good things and bad things, and draw
maybe
against that.
Only if something's worth writing about. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can just write about, you can write about anything really, but there was something that happened with Cassie that just really gave me a good idea for a song, yeah. So we used that.
So again, lyrics first or melody first and then go from there, or is it the vice versa?
We tend to do lyrics.
Yeah, and come up with a melody.
Yeah.
Yeah, then try and get something to go in with a... Yeah,
depends, or sometimes Jess come up with a really good melody, so then we'll then do lyrics with it. So
yeah.
Just vice versa, yeah.
Okay.
Go with the flow.
So, exciting future lying ahead for you girls. What, you got any major plans for this year? Other than that, EPs, anything like that coming?
I think eventually that's what we'll work towards, is releasing something. But at the moment it's just about getting our name out there. So maybe you can release something, but if no one knows who you are and... No one's going to know about it.
Growing a fan base, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Next week, we are in Bristol for the Big Bash event.
Yeah,
it's a charity event.
Been to Bristol before? Great place to go.
I've been to Bristol.
I haven't.
It's a very musical city. Lots and lots of live venues. They've got the river going through.
Yeah, the
big bridge.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. Lots of bars and clubs in there. And you'll enjoy it.
Good. And then we're at Proud Camden next week as well.
Yep, that's coming up. So you've got quite a few bits coming up, which is really good.
Yeah.
So, and then people can go and see you. It's obviously the nearer one is Camden, isn't it?
In London, yeah.
What date's that?
That is the 30th of this month.
Of August, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So look out for that. Okay, let's go to the third track. What's the last track called?
Our favourite cover. It's Money on My Mind by Sam Smith.
And what a year he's having. Sam Smith.
I know.
Yes. He's amazing, though.
This was our most popular cover, actually.
And he's kind of... He single-handedly bought the quiff back, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He wears it well.
I like it.
I'm going to get one. Can you buy them?
Yeah, from the joke shop.
Thanks for that. Here we go. Money on My Mind. Sam Smith. Delta Mall.
When I signed my deal, I felt pressure. Don't want to see the numbers, I want to see heaven. You said, could you write a song for me? I said, I'm sorry, I won't do that happily. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never wanted more. Sing with me, can't you see? I don't have money on my mind, money on my mind. I do it for the love. I don't have money on my mind, money on my mind. I do it for the love. I do it for the love. Yeah. Please don't get me wrong, I wanna keep it moving. I know what that requires, I'm not foolish. Please can you make this work for me? Cause I'm not a puppet, I will work against your strength. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never wanted more. So sing with me, can't you see? I don't have money on my mind, money on my mind. Do it for the love. I don't have money on my mind, money on my mind. Do it for the love. I do it for the love. When the sun sets, don't you fret. No, I have no money on my mind. No money on my mind, no money on my mind. No, I have no money on my mind. When the sun sets, don't you fret. No, I have no money on my mind. No money on my mind. No money on my mind. No, I have no money on my mind. Just love. I don't have money on my mind. Money on my mind. I do it.
for the love.
Sunday Lunch.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
It's me. Sorry, Tony. That's me, that is.
The one and only.
Your favourite Essex boy now. Where you go to your next gig, you're sitting there on TV, go, and they say from Essex, oh, I know their favourite Essex boy. Met him on the radio.
You are my favourite.
So there you go. Right, let's talk. Oh, guess what's on? Big Brother's on the moment.
It is.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Well, you got to. You haven't got a CD player. What else could you do? you're talking about Big Brother because do you like the lineup? What do you think of the lineup? A bit weird, isn't it?
It's always a mixed bunch, though, isn't it?
Mm.
It does make me laugh, though. I have to say, when my favourite bit about Celebrity Big Brother is when they all go into the house and nobody knows who anyone else is.
Yeah, that wouldn't be me. They'd know who I am. I'd have a T-shirt anyway. Don't you know who I am? Fall down the stairs.
I used to be a big fan of Big Brother, but this year I haven't really gotten into it so much. I don't know why.
Would you, if you three girls were on Big Brother? And you got called into the diary room. You know, you get called into the diary room.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you've all got to have bad habits. So, which one would you vote off? You say, look, you've got to vote one off. Who's annoying you the most?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, we come as
that.
A three.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That's me.
Because surely there's more people in the house than just three.
No, there's only three.
Or are you asking us?
Special house.
Or are you asking us who everyone else would vote off?
Who would they vote? No, you can't do that. That's right. But anyway, you're one missing, so you can't gang up on one either, can you? So you've had it either way.
Well, the easy way out now would just be to say Ori, wouldn't it?
She's not here.
She's not here to defend us.
Yeah, she's not here.
Yeah, we'll get a text in a minute.
I did watch it, though, last night. I did catch up on it last night, though. And, oh my God, absolutely not house.
Yes, it is a nut house. They always find those personalities that are going to clash.
That's why it makes good TV.
Amazing episode, though.
Absolutely. Now, talking about reality TV, would you do any? Would you go on your Britain's Got Talent, your X Factors or something, if you got asked?
I think there's maybe probably certain shows we would do, maybe certain shows we wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, these shows, it's weird because it can either make your career or it can absolutely break you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You have to be careful. Yeah,
you've got to be very careful.
I mean, we never say never.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if the opportunity, I mean, the thing is, on a lot of them is getting through to some of the stages would increase your fan base by, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands on Twitter.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, as soon as you sort of appear on one episode of X Factor, it's like boom.
So come on, how many Twitter followers you got? And you better not have more than me.
I think about 4.5.
No! 100?
1,000.
Oh!
Sorry.
I can't believe it. Can't
so
believe
sorry.
It. Do you know, someone followed me. I looked on. Oh, I've got two new followers. You know, they tweeted, they've got two new followers. I looked there, and it was like a couple of hours old. I went to look at them. They haven't followed me already. I thought,
oh, no. You obviously didn't tweet anything interesting enough in those 2 hours.
My hopes were I think my hopes were there. I think that extra two followers, and just like that, my happiness was whipped away. End of that one. So, lastly, just for fun, so if you could go on a date with anyone, celebrity or not, or film star or actor.
Oh.
Where do I start?
I mean, especially you're single, so you should be able to pick one really easy.
I would actually go on a date with Ollie Murs.
Oh, he's from Essex.
Yeah.
Down the road.
Down the road. I think it seems like a really nice lad, like really down to earth.
Yeah, he's a nice
It'll
boy.
Be a lot of fun.
Would be.
So, definitely.
He's just done the Ice Bucket Challenge.
I did, I saw that.
Well, you probably Googled it, didn't you? Just to see if he took his top off before he poured the water over it. And he'd go back forward, go back, pause, go back forward.
He had his top on, though, didn't he?
Oh, damn you, Ollie Murs.
I know.
You have to watch Calvin Harris's one, because he's got his top off.
Oh, right. Well, I won't bother with that one. Has Rita Ora in any of them? What about you, Jess? Who would you... I mean, obviously, it's only a friendly date. It's not like a, you know...
It's a friendly date.
Yeah, yeah, just go for it, hang out, chill.
I do have a big celebrity crush on Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, from 2.5 Men. Well, he's from all sorts of things, but that's one of the things.
But, you know, he is definitely with Mila Kunis, and she's definitely pregnant, so I wouldn't go there. Because that would be weird and really
bad. You go round, then she'd be alone. I'll sneak round and say hello. Hello, Marla, it's me. Stalker alert. It's that Essex boy again. Well, this has been fantastic having you on the show. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you for having us.
Don't go away, because we're going to do a little photo shoot now. And while we play so we're going to play a quick advert, then we're going to play Ella Era, If I Go. Do you like that?
Great song.
Okay, let's do the advert first.
Hello,
different.